Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Stigman reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stigman scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Verhaals moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Batty reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Batty scores. Kindle moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stigman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman juggles the ball. That's an error on Stigman. Brown moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva bunts towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Rollins moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chance strikes out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Moran pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stigman strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chance is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.